Lesson overview. Hi, in this lesson I'm going to show you how to saturate an Adam F style whisper vocal in Ableton Live 12 to create that rave-laced tension, while keeping the words intelligible and mastering ready. We'll use only Live 12 stock devices and a mastering-minded signal flow, parallel saturation, a vocoder carrier layer for club grit, careful EQ and gain staging, and light bus glue so the processed whisper sits tight in a drum and bass master. What you will build, you'll end up with a vocal stem and mastering chain that keeps the dry whisper clear and present, adds controlled, rave-style harmonic tension using saturator and dynamic tube, introduces a vocoder carrier layer for club texture, uses parallel routing so that original stays intelligible, is mixed and exported conservatively for mastering. Step-by-step walkthrough. Note first, aim for headroom. Get your vocal bus around -6 dB RMS, and avoid peaking past -10 dB TP before heavy processing. A. Session prep and gain staging. 1. Create a track and name it Whisper Vocal Stem. 2. Put a utility device first, and use it to set the stem level so peaks sit near -6 dB. This preserves headroom for saturation and vocoder work. 3. Duplicate the track once. Name the duplicate Whisper Vocus AT. Keep the original as your dry reference. B. Clean up and presence shaping pre-saturation. 4. On both tracks, insert EQ 8 before any saturation or vocoder. High pass around 60 to 120 Hz with a gentle slope to remove sob rumble. Slight boost between 2.5 and 6 kHz, about +2 to +4 dB with a Q of 1.2 to 1.6 to give the whisper air and protect consonant clarity. If sibilance is an issue above 7 kHz, make a narrow cut of -1.5 to -3 dB or plan for subtlety or later. Subtlety is keyed in mastering. C. Parallel saturation path. 5. On Whisper Vocus AT, insert saturator. Choose soft clip for musical warmth or analog clip for a harsher edge. Start drive around +2.5 to +5 dB. Keep dry slash wet at 100% on this duplicate. You'll blend with the dry track using faders. Lower output by about -1 to -3 dB to compensate for added gain. Enable oversampling X2 or X4 if you push drive to avoid aliasing. 6. Optional. Add dynamic tube after saturator for extra mid-range rattle. Use a small drive, maybe 1 to 3, and choose a tube type that complements the saturator. Keep it conservative. D. Add a vocoder grit layer. This layer will create a club-style carrier to excite harmonics from the whisper. 7. Create a new MIDI track named Vocoder Carrier and load Wave Eatable or Operator. Use a simple saw or square tone with 2-4 unison voices, slight to tune for width. Low pass the carrier around 6-8 kHz so it doesn't add harsh top end. Route the carrier so the vocoder can use it as its external carrier. 8. On the Whisper Vocus AT track or a separate duplicate, insert Ableton's vocoder. Put the vocoder after your EQ and initial saturation so the modulator is the processed whisper you want to use. Enable external slash sidechain mode and set audio from to the vocoder carrier synth. Bands. Start at 32. Increase to 40-60 for more clarity, or drop to 16-24 for chunkier club tone. Attack 1-5 ms. Release 40-120 ms. Short attack and shorter release for tight consonants. Longer release smooths texture. Slightly adjust formant or chorus for character, but avoid extremes that sound robotic. Dry slash wet, around 30-50% so the vocoder textures sit under the dry vocal and add tension rather than replace intelligibility. 9. Post-vocoder shaping. Place an EQ 8 after the vocoder. HB around 120 Hz. Optional boost in 2.56 kHz if consonants need more presence, and a gentle shelf at 10-14 kHz for air. If you want grit on the vocoder itself, add another saturator at lower drive, maybe +1 to +3 dB, and try analog clip for tighter harmonics. Add glue compressor lightly, attack 310 ms, release 0.2-0.6s, ratio around 2:1 to 3:1, to glue the vocoder layer to the saturated layer. Keep gain reduction subtle. E. Blending the layers in context. 10. Balance the faders. Pull down Whisper Vocus AT and the vocoder so the dry track remains the clarity anchor. Start with the SAT layer around -4 to -8 dB under the dry vocal, and the vocoder around -8 to -12 dB under the dry vocal. Adjust by ear until tension is audible but words stay clear. 11. Stereo and low-end control. Put a utility after the vocoder slash sat chain and set width to 70-90%, to avoid excessive smearing. Force low frequencies under -120 Hz to mono to keep club systems stable. 12. Final vocal bus chain. If exporting a mastered stem, gentle surgical EQ, light glue compressor for 1-2 dB of gain reduction. Optional multiband dynamics to tame any harsh highs, and a conservative limiter only if you need a near final stem. Leave headroom if the master will do final loudness. F. Automation and creative movement. 13. Automate vocoder dry / wet or saturator drive to build tension. For example, raise the vocoder level and saturation over 8 bars leading into a drop to create suspense. Common mistakes to avoid: don't oversaturate the dry vocal. Always use parallel processing so the words don't get masked. Don't run the vocoder at 100% wet as then only vocal. You'll lose intelligibility. Avoid too many vocoder bands without adjusting the carrier. The vocoder can sound thin if the carrier lacks harmonics. Keep gain staging in check. Saturation quickly increases perceived loudness and can eat headroom. Don't overdo stereo width on the processed layers. It can phase cancel in mono club playback. Pro tips: duplicate track. Parallel saturation is safer in mastering than heavy inserts on the only vocal track. For a grittier rave texture, make a carrier with a band limited saw stack. Wavitable. 3 voices, small to tune, LP at 6-8 kHz. Use a Q8 and M/S after the vocoder to widen side content while keeping the mid clear. When CPU is tight, route multiple modulator tracks to a single carrier and reuse the same vocoder instance, where possible, then freeze. Oversample saturator only, when needed to avoid CPU spikes, and always a /B with the dry stem. Mini practice exercise 1. Load your whisper vocal and make 3 tracks, dry, set, vocoder. 2. On all 3, apply EQ8, HP at 80 Hz, plus 3 dB at 4 kHz. 3. SAT track. Saturator drive plus 3 dB, soft clip, oversample X2, output minus 2 dB. 4. Vocoder track, wavitable carrier with 2 saw voices, detune 0.06, LP at 7 kHz. Vocoder bands equals 32, dry / wet equals 40%. 5. Blend SAT about minus 6 dB under dry and vocoder minus 10 dB under dry. Automate vocoder dry / wet from 0% to 40% over the 8 bars before a drop. 6. Export and listen on headphones and club monitors. Adjust bands and drive to taste. Recap: you've learned how to add rave-laced harmonic tension to an Atom F-style whisper vocal in Ableton Live 12 while preserving intelligibility and mastering headroom. Key moves: duplicate for parallel saturation. EQ before and after saturation. Use a dedicated carrier into Ableton's vocoder. Dial bands and envelopes for clarity, and blend the processed layers under the dry vocal. Use subtle automation to grow tension into drops and respect conservative gain staging for the final master. Final notes before you start: think intelligibility first, character second. Always check meters. Solo the vocal with a kick/sub loop to make real-world decisions, and freeze or resample intermediate versions to preserve phase relationships. Iterate quickly. Back off from extremes, and a / B constantly with the dry track to confirm you're adding musical tension, not just noise. Now open your Ableton Live 12 session and follow these steps. Tweak carrier timbre, saturation type, and blend levels until you get that razor-edge Atom F whisper sliding into rave tension.